It's Christmas! Do, 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 do. Diddly, 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 diddly. Are you hanging? Oh, ow, the stockings. Oh, on the wall. Ow! Yeah, it's Christmas, but no one's really happy in NXT. Except Trick and Mello, who are all loved up. They're happy. Are you happy? I'm happy. How about you? Are you happy? Yes, I'm very, very happy. Don't tell me you're happy. I am. I'm very happy. They seem extremely happy this week. There's quite a lot of chat. And they're on the same page now. It's not a very interesting page these days. I think this has gone far too far with all the who hit who stuff. But it's there. And we just have to get through it, don't we? Like the breakout tournament. The men's breakout tournament. It's just not very interesting. I mean, that will be a large feature of NXT this week. And something else we've got to get through, innit? I mean, we've got to get New Year's Evil, aren't we? I'll do it again. New Year's Evil soon. And I suppose we've got to get there. So we've got to steer the ship in the right direction. This does, but it doesn't take any kind of roads less travelled. So we start though, yes, I said though, because this is going to be something good, with Tiffany Stratton versus Fallon Henley. Now, it's been quite a while, this feud, and I think that it probably should have had more. What's the word I'm looking for? It should have had more. It deserved more time. Because, you know, they've had for quite some time that you dressed up like me at Halloween, wasn't it? It's been a while. And they've been fighting each other and trying to fight each other for ages. And they really are good together in the ring. It's just a shame it didn't really lead to that much. Although the ending was rather good. So they match each other early on. You've got Stratton dumping Henley over the top, and with a nice hip attack and a sort of power bomb. Not really a power bomb, but sort of akin to a power bomb. In the same vicinity as a power bomb, but not quite in the same road. Then you've got some Tiffany Stratton afters, because Henley turns the pin attempt into a pin of her own and gets the pin. Pin. Yes, I'll say it again. The pin. So they fight to the back, and they get to the backstage area, which is a large room with one table and a bin there, almost as if it's been set up. I mean, it's not a very good use of space, is it? You could have used it for storage or something, or I don't know, or maybe put some drinks there. But there's one table and a bin. And of course that gets emptied all over Fallon Henley. She doesn't like it, and quite right too. It is a good way to finish that match. I mean, it is an extraordinary moment, but the match could have been longer. I wanted 5 more minutes, and I usually do. Yeah, now, the thing about the Trick and Mello stuff is that although they're all happy and loved up and all of that, you know, they're really good friends here. They're on the same page, you know that. Mello keeps talking about a triple threat. Now, having a triple threat when Trick has his chance for the belt, I mean, he's not going to say, I think it should be a triple threat. I think that triple threat should involve you, Ilya, and Dijak. He's not going to mention that name, is he? Or it should be you, Ilya, and Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. He's not going to do that, is he? He's going to suggest himself, isn't he? And really, Trick doesn't take the bait, is he? No, no, it's me, it's just me. So they don't come to blows or anything, but he is pushing that idea just gently. Now, this is extraordinary storyline, actually, this week on NXT, and it just shows the kind of downbeat nature of this. Nobody's putting up their stockings on the wall. Santa isn't going to call here, because it's not a happy time. You've got Ilya Dragunov making light of the Trick and Mello situation. Out comes Ridge Holland. Now, we know that the Bruisers are no more now, don't we? Because he is not in Peaky Blinders type garb. He doesn't have a large flat cap on or anything like that, or a large flat cape on, if you like, if he's hungry. But he's wearing all black and he wants a chance to prove himself. He needs to prove himself all the time, and he wants to do that. He wants Ilya to help him out by giving him a title shot, because it will be his redemption. Redemption from what? What you're really saying is, I'm in this team with Pete Dunne, and really, it's not doing me any good. Well, Pete Dunne, have you had a chat with Pete? Because really, he might want to have a chat with you about it. It's my redemption. The implication, as I said, is that you're not really having a good time at the moment, mate. I'd say the Bruisers are no more. Now, that's not a bad thing at all. Ilya Dragunov, because he can make matches. That's what you get when you become the NXT champion. You can make whatever match you like. You don't need to talk to HBK, who's in his office and can't get out, I presume. You don't need to talk to Ava, who's hanging about outside the office. You don't need to do any of that. You can just say, yes, I will fight you tonight. Well, off you go then. There don't appear to be any rules. Now, here's the first breakout tournament match of the night. And there's no point to this, because it's Dion Lennox versus Lexus King. Now, Dion, who do you think might win this match? Oh, I think I might win it. Right. You've got two choices. Just think again. Who do you think might be? I think it might be Mick. Right. There's another opportunity here. Lexus King has been on for ages. He's been working in NXT for quite some time. He's been in the main event. He's causing loads of trouble. He's the son of Brian Pillman. Who do you think is going to win the fight tonight? Well, I think I might leave it. He's not winning. And he puts a lot of work in. Spinning kick, a suplex. He brings Lexus King, not Lexus King, we don't want a lawsuit, brings him back to the ring after he tries to walk out, but then King gets the coronation, for the win. And then out comes Mr. Bear Hill, who, of course, Lexus King smacked last week with a chair. He's got a chair of himself for himself, and Lexus King bails and enjoys him bailing. Almost as if, I've got one over on you. Not really, you just jumped out of the ring, mate. Next week, you lucky people, we're going to have an underground match, because it was so successful before. It's been so successful every time it's been done. Oh, it's marvellous. Can't wait. It's Eddie Thorpe and Dijak. I mean, they will produce good work, because actually, they do good work in the ring together. I have to say, they gel. I like the work. But not like this. Let's have an exploding barbed wire, no rope match. Go on, try it. Try it once, you might like it. Anyway, here comes JC Jane and Thea Hale versus Kiana James and Izzy Dane. Now, it was all right, this, but not great. No, actually, it was better than that. It was rather good. Hale is on Dane's back to begin with, doing that screaming thing she likes, you know. Then there's a low, rather brutal JC Jane kick. Jane takes James off the top, and there are several roll-ups that Dane tries, Izzy tries. Then you've got some knees from Kiana James, and a nice Izzy face plant. That was very nicely done. Thea Hale gets a suplex, a somersault sent on, and a springboard backdrop. Somersault sent on, springboard backdrop. And that was lovely. Then got the Kimura. But Izzy got the pin. It was good, but I'm wondering why Thea Hale and JC Jane didn't get the win. As really, suppose Izzy's coming back. No. She? No. Yeah? Yeah. And all that, but really, it's almost as if they've said, we're going to give you a big angle, Thea. We're going to put you with JC Jane, and you're going to get a big angle where you become a woman. And they've lost interest after a few weeks and thought, well, there's nowhere else to go here, is there? We've already got the Andre Chase angle. That's going to be extraordinary later on. I mean, extraordinary in a ridiculous way. Right, this is nice. It's Roxanne Perez getting all hyped up because she's got a new attitude in the women's locker room, and Ariana Grace is just telling her, you know, we don't always have to win. You know, you don't always have, it's just how you play the game, which leads Perez to slap her and Grace to scream, "My face!" She doesn't say "my beautiful face," I don't think, does she? But even "my face" is good. I like that a lot. Now, here's that ridiculous angle I told you about. Out of the Mud, who are from the streets, are on the streets. Well, no, they're not. What they are, where they are, is on a street backdrop. It's some kind of set where they're all playing cards, because everyone on the street does that. They're playing craps, I think. They've got dice and there's money down. And the thing is that Duke Hudson's looking on, and Andre's winning. And he's getting very excited. He clearly has a gambling problem. And I don't think we should necessarily be making light of... No, not necessarily. We definitely shouldn't be making light of that. Definitely not. He's all hyped up by winning. Yeah, yeah, baby, and all that. Right. We know there's been a problem with gambling in the past. We know he owes a lot of money. For goodness sake, don't be pushing this. Too late. Anyway, he says that what script says is, you're up, you might as well quit. Why don't you quit? He's offering him that take a time out stuff. But Andre's got other ideas. He says that next week he wants a match with OTM. And if he and Duke win, they get the money back. Or rather, they get the money back. Or they get the money back. The money gets forgotten. Let me get this right. If they win, they forget the debt. Forget the debt! Why doesn't anybody use that? Why doesn't any NGO use that? Forget the debt. Have they used it? You can use it if you like, man. You might need paying for that. Anyway, you forget the debt. Forget the debt. And if OTM win, they get a shot at the champions. Well, you can't make that, Matt. Oh, the champions have agreed. Bloody hell. The champions don't get to set, to make... They don't get to... First, it's in... Now it's the... You don't get to make those decisions. There's a championship committee, or at least there's HBK playing on his video games or something, I don't know. Or maybe playing back that match with Razor Ramon. Maybe, I don't know. But you don't get to make... Obviously they do. There are no rules here. Right, this is fabulous. And it is Dragon Lee versus Joe Coffey versus Charlie Dempsey. It's not supposed to be Joe Coffey in the match, but he comes out and inserts himself in the match, doesn't he, I think? Unless I got it wrong. Where are the rules? Where are the rules? Anyway, it was a great match. It was really good. There was Joe Coffey headbutt to Charlie Dempsey's back. Blimey, to his back. That it's not like I'm going to, you know, what I'll do is I'll headbutt him in the soft parts. No, I'll headbutt him in a bony back. Super kick from Dragon Lee. Lovely muscled up suplex from Charlie Dempsey. And then a Joe Coffey Tower of Doom. The crowd are loving it and quite right. This was a great move. Runs into the corners, just Dragon Lee, the champion. This is for the North American Championship, you see. And then on the way up, he drop kicks. And then on the way down, he drop kicks as well. Blimey, sucks to be Joe Coffey in the corner with that. That was lovely, actually. Then there's a double suplex to Dragon Lee. Joe misses a leap off the top. Then you've got Dempsey muscling Lee up into a toss. And as Coffey was holding him, he suplexed as well. I love these setup moves. That one didn't even look set up. It's great. So Dempsey muscle. I'll just say again. Dempsey muscles Dragon Lee up because he was holding Coffey. Coffey suplex. I love it. I also like the nasty tornado DDT from the champ and a double stomp to Coffey. An immediate dive on Dempsey back into the ring for a cover. And then Coffey is pulled under the ring by Joe Gacy. Oh, Joe. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you're having to go through this indignity. of all these kind of I'm a bit unhinged stuff that I thought we'd come through these days. But no! Anyway, back in the ring, there's a bridging suplex, which is lovely, from Dempsey. And Lee gets Operation Dragon for the pin. After, because the Gallus want to beat up Dragon Lee, you've got Wild and Cruz making the save. They're back! Attorneys at law. Now, Trick is angry about Dragunov making that match later on, because Dragunov might lose and he might have to fight Ridge Holland. It doesn't really matter, does it? You weren't expecting your shot here, were you? You were going to get your shot on New Year's Evil. Evil! So what does it matter? It doesn't matter who he fights, does it? You weren't going to get the fight. Look, let me just... You weren't going to get the fight anyway. Mello seems happy. But Trick, I've just got to tell you, it doesn't really matter. Don't get angry. Just don't sweat the small stuff, mate. It's fine. You get an ulcer that way. Right, Jade, who's back, of course, takes Petrovic's name tag off her locker room. You know, the place where she sits. I'm back to claim my locker. Then she goes, and of course Petrovic comes over. Who's done this? And Gigi Dolan says there's only one way to sort this out. I'm wondering if it's a 10-pin bowling match they're going to do. It could be that. Could be Tiddlywinks. I don't know. It's either of those two things. It could be locker room labelled on a pole match. I don't know. But it will be a match, won't it? Now, next, Lucia Crucifino, I can't even say it, or Luca Crucifino versus Tavian Heights. Now, when Crucifino comes out, he's got on his music, I object. And apparently, according to Vic, he filed a motion rather than made a motion in the toilets earlier on. It's like the 90s WWF stars. It's like he's a dumpster man. He's a garbage person. He does your taxes. He's the invigilator. Shh. Yeah, you know. And Tavian Heights is a big dude. Gets an armbar. Then Crucifino gets an armbar. Come on, lads. Nice high face plant, or even face plant, from Tavian Heights. And then punches from Crucifino. He's called a legal eagle. For God's sake, will you stop this? We don't need all... If you have to keep pushing that, then, you know, it's not getting over. Crucifino neckbreaker, Heights hip toss, and then a German suplex throw. At that point, Tavian gets hyped up and hits a belly-to-belly for the win. It was short. It weren't bad. It weren't great either. But this is your breakout tournament. Hooray! Now, another short match with Nikita Lyons versus Tatum Paxley. Nikita Lyons is back. This wasn't about Paxley. It was about Lyons. Metaphor were interviewed beforehand. Dar was with the cup, chatting some kind of stuff. I don't know. I might have zoned out. I might have been putting honey in my tea. Make sure you really get it dissolved. That's the best taste. You don't want a load of honey at the bottom of the cup. You don't want honey mouth. Although I am often called that. So, in the ring, you've got, this is very nice actually, Nikita Lyons splits and kick. Paxley's quite loud, but that's all she really does. Nice bridge though, at one point, and she does kind of get, she tries to get on Lyons. She tries to, you know, mess with her. Big Lyons kicks and punches, massive shot, German suplex sort of throw, and then a splits splash. I have to say that slowly for the pin. It wasn't bad. Wasn't great. By the way, Hank and Tank are up for it. When are they ever not up for it? And then you've got Fallon Henry angry. She's wiping herself down and things. There's no banana skin in the hair anymore and that kind of thing. Briggs and Jensen are talking, trying to soothe her. She goes. And Jensen wants to support, said he'll be supporting Briggs all the way in his Heritage Cup chance. And Briggs says to Jensen, I need to do this on my own. For God's sake, man. Just kick him to the curb. Jensen's face looked really sad after that. Look at that sad face. I'm so sad. And I offered him a chance to be with him, and they won't even let me do that. It's really obvious what you're doing here, Briggs. Even though you don't know it. He just wanted to come out to the ring with you. Didn't want anybody out with him. But the thing is, with a Heritage Cup match, you do need a second. So you might have just shot yourself in the foot there. Briggs. Unless he's got somebody else. As I said, oh, that would be awful. Right, Stratton, nice, nasty promo. Wants Henley as her slave, I think, if I remember rightly. And here's your main event. It's Ilya versus Ridge, and this was quite ridiculous. Well, we do know now it is. At the time, it looked like it might not be, but you've got some machine gun chops from Ilya Dragunov, whose work is fabulous. He can't get Ridge Holland up first, early on in the match. Then you've got a pile driver attempt from Dragunov, and a sort of Alabama slam from Holland. Suplexes from Ilya, but then a lovely T-bone suplex from Holland. And then you've got a counter to an outside in suplex into a DDT from Dragunov, which was great. The exchange kicks. And then there was sort of a pause while Holland, he was in bear hug position, and he kind of moved it into a brain buster. It didn't look great, and Dragunov didn't move, and the crowd was silent, and there was no, and Booker wasn't even saying yeah man or anything like that he does, you know, and neither was Vic saying he's illegal or anything like that. And they were silent because they'd been mandated to be silent, clearly, and the refs were in and medical staff were in, and he was carried out on a gurney, and Holland really overplayed it. It's not very nice to do the he's hurt him, you know. That's not a really nice thing to do to a wrestler at an angle. You know, he hurts people. He's not very safe. That's not really very good. And Holland didn't half overplay it with, oh my God, I've done it, oh my God. It was kind of, I've done it again. And that's what we're going to get for New Year's Evil. We know that Ilya's not got a serious injury, and he'll be maybe fighting trick. He might not. He might say, I'll tell you what, I'll give the belt to Mello. And then maybe that'll become full circle, eh? This was a mess. There were some nice moments in it, but the wrestling really wasn't up to snuff. And some of the angles were a bit poor as well. Probably the highlight of the whole thing was Fallon Henley getting a bin emptied onto her. And that's not good when you're saying that, is it? It wasn't great, but what is, I'll tell you what is, you're asking me, I can hear you asking me, what's great, Steve? Let me tell you. Patreon.com/SNME, because loads of pop culture and wrestling podcasts, really great ones, and this one, which is not in the really great category, but I'm really trying hard, or just trying, one of the two. So if you were thinking, I'd like all that kind of stuff, and I'm willing to pay a bit of money every month for that, this is a bit of money. I'll tell you how much, shall I? Yes, I'm going to vouchsafe the information. About $1 a month. I can't be more certain than that. About $1 a month. There you go. That's good value. If you want all that stuff, I listen. I love it. And so might you. I'm sure you will. I didn't love NXT this week, but then that's par for the course, ain't it? Let's see what happens at New Year's Evil. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hang up your stockings on the wall. He's made a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to see whether Shawn Michaels is out of his office or not. No, he's not. Okay, he won't get a present this year. Because you can't get in the office. There's no chimney. Ta-ta.